Chapter 1. Huck, Tom, and Jim.
My name is Huckleberry Finn, and I live in a small town on the Mississippi River called St. Petersburg. My friend Tom Sawyer also lives there. We don't get bored often because we have lots of adventures, and we like to think of new games to play together. He lives with his Aunt Polly, and I live with the Widow Douglas and her sister, Miss Watson. I live with them because my mother is dead, and nobody knows where my father is. It's not easy to live in a house because I like being outside most of the time. Before I came to live with the widow and her sister, I didn't have a house, so nobody told me what to do. Now the two women always tell me what to do. Miss Watson often says,
"Huck, do your spelling lessons."
She wants me to do what she says all the time. This is difficult, so sometimes I'm sad. It's also difficult to go to school, but the Widow Douglas thinks school is good for me. I'm learning to spell, read, and write a little, and I'm also learning some math. I'm only a boy, but I have a lot of money. Tom and I found $12,000 in a cave once. It's ours now, and we each have $6,000. A man named Judge Thatcher is keeping mine for me because I'm still just a boy. I know my father wants my money, so it's a good thing he isn't here. Before I found the money, he often hit me. I hid in the woods most of the time when he was here. I'm sorry I can't tell you I never saw him again, because I did. This is the story of all the adventures I had because my father returned. It all started one winter morning. After breakfast, I went into the garden. There was snow on the ground, and I saw a footprint. I looked down and saw the shape of a cross in one of the footprints. It was made to keep the devil away. Suddenly, I was very afraid. I knew that footprint well. It was my father's. I needed help, and there was only one person I could ask. That person was Jim, Miss Watson's slave. Jim was a tall black man. He had a ball made of animal hair. The ball knew everything about the future. I wanted to ask Jim about my future and my father's. So that night, I went to see Jim in his room.
"My father is here again. I know because I found his footprints in the snow," I cried.
Jim listened to his ball and said,
"Your old father doesn't know what to do. Sometimes he wants to go away, and sometimes he wants to stay."
"What about me?" I asked.
"The ball says your future will be very difficult, but also very happy. Don't go near the river, because there's trouble there,"
Jim answered. I went to my room. I felt very afraid again. I opened the door and suddenly saw the man I was so afraid of. He was sitting on my bed. It was my father.